96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
At 8:42, we've got fundraising to talk about. Clay Childs talking about special activities for the American Legion Post 5 as our morning show continues today.
Clay, good morning.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing today?
Oh, doing really good. Looking forward to maybe having a little bit of dry weather later this week and getting a chance to do a little motorcycle ride, and then have a big event coming up on June 12th.
All right, let's detail it. When and where are things going to get started, and where is this going to take us here on the 12th?
Well, on June 12th, we're doing a charity poker run. It's an event that we go to different locations and take people to some places they haven't eaten before and give them a chance to taste some local flavor and get out on some back roads and enjoy a little bit of the Emporia area hospitality. But we kind of start in the morning where they come in and register, and it costs $20 per rider to come in, but have a little biscuits and gravy for them. And we go to a few stops here at local area, including, like, say, Guy and May's in Williamsburg, Scranton Tavern in Scranton, Razor Roadhouse in Harveyville for some great hamburgers, and, of course, Harry and Lloyd's in Americus. That's almost 140 miles. That takes about three and a half hours to ride the whole thing. The timing is worked out so that they get back to the post about 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to have 40 or more American Legion riders from across the state on day 3 of their charity run come in. So we'll have a group of motorcycles come in. I'd like to have a good crowd to welcome those guys to Emporia for their cause.
All right, so the 40-plus riders right around 5 p.m., where will they be coming into exactly, Clay?
Well, they're going to be coming in from the north on Highway 99. We'll proceed down I-35. We'll go around the roundabouts down there to avoid traffic and come by Casey's, and they'll arrive in there off of 12th Avenue The American Legion Post about 5:15.
All right, how does this work on the fundraising side? How much does it cost to participate?
Each rider, we're opening this up also. We'd like to encourage cars, classic vehicles, anything that people want to come. It's rain or shine. $20 for the driver, basically. And then if they got a passenger that wants to get a card hand also, they can do that for $15. And if they want to have extra hands, they can pay a little bit more for that, $5 per hand. We're doing a prize of $100 for high hand and $50 for low hand. To give most of the money then to operations and towards that charity for the Legacy Fund.
All right, so it's $5 for an additional hand if people are interested in that, and also includes a raffle ticket. What's the raffle all about?
Well, we're going to include a raffle ticket, and we'll sell some more there, but again, 100% of the proceeds from donations for the raffle are going to go to the American Legion Legacy Fund Scholarship, which the day after Memorial Day, and it's a good time to remember the children of those that made the ultimate sacrifice. And this is a scholarship that is needs-based and for children of veterans that have passed away since 9/11. And it's needs-based and provides a scholarship for them or for people, the children of veterans that are 50% or more disabled. So we're encouraging donations for that. The raffle, 100% of, if you donate a prize to that and we sell the tickets, 100% of that is going to go towards that scholarship, as well as we're accepting direct donations for that scholarship.
For folks that are interested in that, Clay, do you have information on how they can apply, or how, you know, as far as if they qualify, how they can apply for that?
Yeah, as far as if they're qualified for the scholarship, the information is on the American Legion website at legion.org. It's closed out for this year, but next year the scholarship opportunity, I believe it runs, the window runs from January until April 15th. But we go about this year, and like I say, it's a four-day motorcycle run by the state American Legion riders that raises funds for that scholarship and also awareness that it's available for the children of those that made that sacrifice.
Well, it's for a great cause. There's no doubt about that. That's the Poker Run and Legacy Run Welcome coming up June the 12th from American Legion Post 5 here in Emporia. They'll start at 9 in the morning with the biscuits and gravy breakfast on the 12th. I notice here, Clay, that later on in the afternoon when the riders are returning from 4 until 6. You have something called a burger burn. What is that?
Yeah, we want to, again, that's a good opportunity. I want to have people, if they've been out for the day, of course, we want to encourage them to eat at the local restaurants, but then when they come back, we'd like them to also be able to, you know, share a hamburger or something with the riders when they come in at 5. So we'd like to provide a little bit of something for those 50 people coming in from across the state. So we'd like to provide them a little something to eat when they get here. Anybody'd like to donate a little bit of local flavor or something to highlight their restaurant or what we have in Emporia, we'd be happy to showcase that for them too.
Okay. Well, Clay, remind folks when and where folks need to gather here for the 12th and how they can participate, whether they do need to get a hold of you in advance or just simply show up for the 12th.
Well, this is open to the public. They can just show up on the 12th. Like I said, Biscuits and Gravy starts at 9. Registration for the event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We show 10 to 11, but we'll take a few late stragglers if they can't make it there. One of the things we're doing is just encouraging people, if they don't want to make all four stops, they can just go to one of these restaurants and just enjoy the afternoon and then come back and meet the riders at 5. If we have time, I'd like to highlight some of the folks that have donated already.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Clyde.
Okay, yeah, some of our Poker Run sponsors that we've got, again, gifts from for the raffle and donation. Todd Evans got a $200 leather jacket in there. Got four $25 gift certificates from Ann's Diner in Linden, Harley-Davidson duffel bag, and Evel Knievel Museum tickets from Historic Harley. Two slabs of ribs from Guy and Mays in Williamsburg, $25 from the Wagon Wheel, bronze gift certificates and cash donations from RV Doc, Mel Tire, John North Ford. And we got some Eureka businesses, Omar Dive-In, Rock 54, Benny's Westside, Greenhouse Floral, and Eureka Pizza Hut. We got several riders that ride with us from Eureka.
Outstanding.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
So we'd always use more donations and more sponsors. I think next week, weather permitting, we'll try to do a flag event and get out there. Maybe we'll check in for you, and it'd be an opportunity for people to drive by and get more information and maybe make a donation if they'd like.
Let us know, Clay, what we can do to help.
Will do. Thanks a lot for helping me get the word out.
You bet. Have a
Thanks,
great
Clay.
Day. Have a good one. That is Clay Childs with the American Legion talking about the Emporia Poker Run and Legacy Run Welcome that will be coming up June 2nd. So that is that's going to be a nice ride, about 140-plus miles.
Mm-hmm.
Stops in Williamsburg and Scranton, Harveyville, and Americus. Of course, it's a poker run, so it's $20 a rider, $15 for a passenger, and cars welcome.
Cars welcome. So we'll have the information posted up here shortly on KVUE.com as well, so you can put that on your calendar and participate here on the 12th. Don't forget that tomorrow morning, again, we've just got the One Newsmaker 2 segment coming up at 8:20 with Terry Summey of the Sertoma Club. We've also got the on-air chat scheduled here for 10:06 tomorrow morning. That'll include Emporia State Foundation President Shane Shively, Emporia State Tennis Coach Les Stafford, and also Kossover Tennis Facility donors Greg Kossover and Ken Hush. So obviously, the focus is on the Kossover Tennis Complex, which is just about set to go. Looks like looks really sharp.
It really does.
On West Edge of campus.
It looks massive when you drive by that.
Doesn't it, though?
But that is a good thing, and hopefully we can continue moving forward with outstanding projects like that. But Ken Hush and Mr. Kossover will be special guests on the on-air chat tomorrow morning. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to get a first-hand update from... Yeah, that's certainly going to help the tennis program. There's
Agreed.
No doubt about that, huh?
Yeah, and really the city of Emporia, too. I'm not sure about the what the workings are going to be for bringing tennis events to town, but a sparkling new facility like that certainly puts Emporia at the forefront for getting some new tennis activities here to the city.
Well, and it's going to, I think, help local tennis just to have that indoor opportunity.
Absolutely.
Where right now you have to run to Wichita, Topeka, or Kansas City, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, high school and junior high, I'm sure tennis, the tennis program overall, you know, here in Emporia will benefit. And it certainly is going to, I think, enhance the recruiting opportunities that Emporia State has.
Absolutely.
For their tennis program.
Yeah, that probably will be popping up here, I would assume, within the next recruiting class or two. That was a great move here for Emporia State University, and looking forward to making some more announcements later on.
Yeah, that's outstanding. So we're glad to be able to get an update on that coming up tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
KVOE. So tune into the on-air chat. coming up at 10:06 tomorrow morning, KVOE Live and Local. Well, what else is happening out there? Anything happening today? Or kind of a the calm before the storm, so to speak, this week?
I think so, to be honest. Now, we did want to let you know that earlier this morning you heard Emporia Mason Dave Hendricks talking about the free cancer screening event, yes, which is coming up Saturday. We do have the story online at KVUE.com, and that does include the registration link that Dave was talking about.
Good.
Because that is going to be a big deal from 9 to noon at the Masonics Lodge at 424 Merchant Street. But as Dave mentioned, unlike past years, walk-ins are really going to be really secondary. I think there is a way that you can walk in, but really the KU medical folks are really driving people to use the registrations and the appointments first. So that link is online at KVUE.com, and all the information, too, about what's going to be taking place Saturday morning is online with our story here that's posted recently.
Yeah, and Dave Hendricks was telling us earlier that if the slots aren't full, you know, they will take walk-ins on Saturday. So stay tuned for information on that. But this is COVID-related as far as the, you know, University of Kansas Cancer Center.
Yep.
As far as wanting to get people registered in advance. Mm-hmm. So that's the way they're having to do this year. But it's a great service. It's absolutely free. And these are cancer screenings. Colon, prostate, skin, and also smoking cessation.
Yeah.
Happening, so
plus some body mass index activities,
yeah,
and you look at also blood pressure checks as well. So you got some basic health services in addition to those cancer screenings, and the entire process start to finish 20 minutes or less.
Yeah,
worth attending.
Yeah, absolutely free, and a great thank you to the Masons and the fine work that they do. That is a great service being offered to the community coming up this Saturday. KVOE Live and Local. Chuck, have a good day.
Boss, enjoy. Take it easy.
54.
McCown Gordon Construction is seeking skilled carpenters in the greater Wichita area. Tools and boots are provided, as well as excellent retirement and medical benefits. To join the team, call 855-243-8447. Call now to join the McCown Gordon team at one of the best places to work in Wichita. Call 855-243-8447 to apply. If hired, you'll receive a $500 sign-on bonus.
This summer, don't just soak up the sun, soak up the fun at Prairie.